Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Published Magazine, and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I'm really excited because I have with me a very dear friend, Devin DeVasquez. Devin is like an amazing person with what she's accomplished. She's an American model and actress. She was Star Search Model of the Year and then chosen as Playboy's Playmate of the Month in June 1985. I've known Devin for decades, and let me tell you, she looks no different than she did when she was a centerfold. She's absolutely beautiful inside and out. She's appeared in numerous movies and over 100 commercials and authored the book, The Naked Truth About a Pinup Model, which is about pinup modeling and includes an interview with the famous Betty Page. She is married to Ron Moss, who played Rich Forrester for 25 years on the CBS series The Bold and the Beautiful, and is also the amazing musician and organizer of the group Partners. They married on September 25th, 2009, and together, they're such a powerful couple. Devin also, to help those that were affected by Hurricane Katrina, devoted her whole cause to Devin's Kick-Ass Cajun Seasoning and offered it through her business, Devron Enterprises, on behalf of the victims of the hurricane and that hit her hometown in Louisiana. So she's a multifaceted woman who I totally admire and love. And Devin, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Vicki. I admire and love you as well. I have one little correction. My husband's band, the name of the band was Player.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
Player.
Sorry.
They did the song Baby Come Back that everyone knows and loves, has loved for the last 35 years. But, yes, Player.
Yes, and even Swifter loved it and bought it to use in their commercials.
Yes. It's been in a lot of movies like Transformers, and it's, you know, and Player's coming back next year with a new album, so I'm very happy for them and for my husband because the music has always been his first love. But as far as you go, as a friend, you've always been such an inspiration to me as well, just so you know.
Well, I think you're
terrific lady. In your own right, you've accomplished so much.
Well, thank you so much, Devin. And, you know, life looks so unbelievably beautiful and bright for you now, but I know it hasn't always been that way. So I was wondering if you could share with us your biggest challenge or a way that you were wounded as a woman in life.
Well, my biggest challenge, I've had an amazing adult life, and I'm very grateful for all the blessings I've had in my adult life. But my childhood wasn't the best. I grew up in and out of foster homes. My mother had a nervous breakdown when I was 5, and she was married to a much older man, and he molested me from age 5 to 16. I left home when I was 16. I graduated early from high school, and that's when Playboy found me in college. And literally it changed my life. Deciding to pose for Playboy was my ticket out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and to another world, another life for me. But my childhood was very traumatic. I know now that sexual child abuse is very common and something that a lot of children have been taught to not talk about, and I was no different growing up in the South, but I've come to learn that it's very common, and a lot of women have suffered through this probably in worse ways than I had. My stepfather was always proclaiming that he was teaching me about sex so that I would not get pregnant like my mother did with me. And I just felt like I was trapped in a home, in a situation that I did not want to be in, and was always looking for love and acceptance and daydreaming about having my own family someday and having a husband who loves me and just being loved. I that was always something I craved as a child. I wanted to feel secure and I wanted to be loved. And I went on to, at a young age, become Playboy centerfold for June of 1985, and it totally changed my life. And as I grew into a young woman and had other relationships, I found that because I posed for Playboy, a lot of men looked at me as this sexual sex symbol, sexual object, so to speak. And sex was not something that I really was very interested in, so to speak. When I was younger, I was really shying away from being intimate. I wanted to be loved, but I didn't really understand what the problem was with me. And I think I always thought it was my relationship, when the right man came along, sex would be great, and I would feel something along those lines. And it was always an issue for me. And to be honest, it became a bigger issue for me as I got older. I got married in my mid-20s, and that marriage didn't last long because I did not realize that I had the problem, that I needed to deal with it. I needed to talk about it. And I was lucky enough in my early 30s, it wasn't until I was in my early 30s that I actually had a therapist, and I was lucky enough to have 4 and a half years of therapy, which really helped me come to terms with my abuse. And it wasn't something that was easy for me to talk about back then. It was, especially growing up in the South, you're told to not talk about it, and you're taught that if you told anyone that it, could be life or death for you, basically. So to pay someone to talk about something so horrific and so bad that happened to me was very uncomfortable and something that I was not willing to do at first. But as I started to talk about it and deal with it, and then you realize that you're not alone, and you realize that it's very therapeutic to discuss it and talk about it. So I have been very fortunate to get over a lot of my obstacles pertaining to sex and pertaining to my childhood, and I am now very happily married to Ron, and I'm in a wonderful, intimate, loving relationship. So I'm living proof that you can get over obstacles such as sexual child abuse, and that it is worth talking about.
Wow. So, Devin, tell me a little bit, when you were surviving and getting through this, therapy helped. Was there any other resources or anything else you delved into to be able to heal and get over this abusive situation?
I think what I was doing as a child, and probably a lot of children of any kind of abuse will probably tell you, you pretty much go to another place. I daydreamed a lot. I think I was manifesting my life at an early age. I was always taking myself to another place. I definitely had a very strong belief system, and I grew up Catholic, but I've experienced many religions, and I don't believe in organized religion. I'm more spiritual, and I believe in that you are the God of your being. And I definitely had a very strong sense of wanting to have a better life, and wanting to find that love that I so desperately needed and desired. And it wasn't a sexual love. It was a real, genuine love of another person that would see me for who I was and not this sexual object or this, you know, sexy woman, so to speak. And so it took me a long time to find him, but I finally found him. And so I do think that you can't underestimate the power of your own mind. And so I think my mind and my own manifestation of daydreaming and wanting it so badly is what I brought into my reality.
Yeah, and I know that you're planning to come out with a book probably next year about the whole idea of abundance, and if you've been able to manifest it better than almost anyone I know. But can you tell me a little bit about your theory on that and what your life totally looks like now as a result of that idea of manifestation?
I think I've been a product of manifestation for many, many years, doing it not knowing that I was doing it, and then studying it and knowing the secret, knowing how to create your own prosperity, knowing what I have learned, I wanted to share with everyone else. And so I've been writing this book for the last 3-4 years now, and I feel like it's pretty much ready. It's basically, I have a title that I'm calling it True Age, Timeless Beauty, and it's finding the fountain of youth and everything you desire in life. So it's basically, my theory is you need to keep your life in balance with your health, your home, your career, your finances, and your love and relationships. And I feel like if you have your life in balance, when a part of it feels out of balance, you can go and focus on that part and get it back in balance, and then your life is basically on autopilot, you know? And I feel like I've done that in my life in so many ways. The universe has tested me in so many ways, and I share examples of this in the book, and I show how I've done it in every aspect of my life. I mean, I have friends and people tell me that I look better now than I did in my 20s. I look at myself in my 20s, and I'm like, but I'm not the same girl. Who is this person? I don't really know this person anymore. And I feel like my health is better. I feel like my love life is better. My home is more in balance. I feel that so many people, like, for example, I know very wealthy people that all they do is work, and yet their love life is totally out of balance. It sucks. They have all this money and all this wealth and power, but they're not happy. And then you've got people who, you know, they don't have very much money, and yet they have a beautiful family or love life, and they're totally happy. And so you kind of have to look at all aspects of your life and not just focus on one part of it, but on all of the things in your life that help make you a whole person. And I kind of feel like it's an inspirational self-help book to help others achieve that.
Oh, that's such a wonderful thing to look forward to. And now, tell me if you have like a tip or something that you would help someone just starting out on this journey to really find themselves and be able to live a balanced life where they can create a wonderful destiny for themselves.
I think the biggest tip I can give anyone is gratitude. Be grateful for what you have. Don't like harp on, because your thoughts are powerful, don't harp on what you don't have. Be grateful for what you have, your health, your home, the love that you have in your life, even if it's a small, very small thing. I mean, we've all gone through bad things in our lives, health-wise, love in your love life, in your finances, whatever's going on in your life, just know, like everything, there's ups and downs. So you may be going through a bad time. Don't focus on that. Always look to the positive. Always try to find something you can be grateful for, and that will help get you through so much. And then you'll be surprised at how the universe opens doors to help facilitate those dreams to come true.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So, Devin, we've spent just a short time together today, and I know people will want to know more. So if they would like to learn more about you and these wonderful philosophies that have completely turned your life around, can they find you somewhere on the web? Probably
yes.
Everywhere on the web.
Yes, I'm all over the web, actually. You find me on devron.com. That's Dev, D-E-V as in Victor, R-O-N-N, devron.com, which that's where we sell Devin's Kick-Ass Cajun Seasoning to help hurricane victims. And you can also find me at devindevasquez.com.
Wonderful. Devin, thank you so much. And for anyone who would like to learn more about GetEI.com or Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, you can go to GETEI.com, and we would love to have you visit there. Devin, thanks again so much. My love,
welcome,
and best wishes go out to both you and Ron.
Thank you so much.